Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I wonder if this is live over there.
I don't think so.
No,
it sounds
still
a little
going.
Too good
I mean,
to be live.
Yeah, that was that's Motley Crue, by the way. I mean, kid of the '80s myself, fan of the Crue. So Motley Crue plays at U.S. Bank Stadium yesterday with the Poison, Joan Jett, and Def Leppard in an all-day concert at U.S. Bank Stadium, postponed since the 2020 pandemic. Ross Realia is a Pioneer Press music critic. He joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Very funny man on Twitter. If you're not following Ross, you better do so. And if you miss these concerts, you can live vicariously through Ross and his tweets.
I think we should read the tweet, though.
We will. Let's save that, though. Because
my first question
to Ross is, rank the acts yesterday from best to worst.
All right. Let me tell you, please excuse me if my voice is a little hoarse.
Yeah.
There was a lot of smoke and explosions last night. So
you weren't singing along? You didn't sing your heart out with Kickstart My Heart?
I did a few times, actually. And Kickstart My Heart is a great song.
Yeah, it's a good rocker.
Yes, it is.
Yep. It's a banger.
But so if I'm ranking them, I would say Joan Jett, Poison, Def Leppard, Motley Crue.
Okay, fair. That's what I would have expected.
Best to worst.
So can we read the tweet now, Adam?
Go ahead. The word. Go ahead.
Oh, I always love to say the word. So we all follow Ross, of course, and I was dying to know how the concert was, because if I was healthy, this is a concert that I would be at, because I've been to many Poison concerts in the past. I'm sure Motley Crue, Joan Jett, I've been there. You know, Def Leppard, I'm a huge fan. I'm a total child of the 80s, New Jersey rocker. So then Ross tweets this out. Tommy Lee and his large penis have taken a seat at the crappy-sounding piano for Home Sweet Home. Vince sounds like he's singing through a kazoo. And as I laughed at this tweet, I thought to myself, oh, I feel so sad. I feel so sad because, you know, us aging rockers, maybe we don't sound so great. So, Ross, was this just to be funny, or is that sort of how we feel about the whole show?
Yeah.
Well, as far as Tommy Lee's penis goes, as a local comic, Jakey Emmert, pointed out on Twitter, I was being topical.
Yes.
Because, like, a week or two ago, just out of the blue, Tommy Lee posted a naked photo on Instagram
that lasted about
30 seconds before it was taken down. But
missed that one.
Mm-hmm. You know, Tommy Lee is known for a lot of things, and I would say that was probably the biggest thing he's known for.
Yes.
And
yes.
Wait a minute. This is recent? I thought this was harkening back to the Pamela video. So this is new? He's still doing this?
I mean, it was, as I said, like a week or two ago, just for whatever reason, he just wanted to remind people, hey, don't forget.
I have a giant, yeah. don't forget my sex tape that made us more famous, yes.
But the thing about Vince Neil is that he really can't sing anymore. I mean, it's been like this for years. Mm. And he yelped. He would let the backup singers in the audience sing the choruses. But when I wrote that tweet, it struck me at like, oh, he sounds like he's singing through a kazoo. And it really did.
Oh, boy.
It was something.
Let me ask you this, Ross, because, I mean, I assume that people around Vince say, or Vince knows that, you know, I just can't do this anymore. Do you think most of the people who go out to see Motley Crue care?
Probably not. I mean, and the thing about Motley Crue is that, I mean, they know that no one is, like, in denial that he can't sing. So they really kind of put on a big show and make a lot of noise and have explosions. And, you know, they do what they can.
So what about everybody else? Because I'm a huge Poison fan. I mean, I've seen Bret Michaels so many times, and actually got to meet him at the Indiana State Fair once. And I just was, you know, like, I grew up with all of their albums, and I'm a huge fan. So How did they sound? How did they look? Thoughts?
Well, I was pleasantly surprised by Poison.
Okay.
And the thing is, Def Leppard and Motley Crue can still play arenas. Poison, not really. They kind of, they play casinos, they play county fairs, state fairs, rural festivals, like, you know, Moondance Jam. And I think he was, of anyone on the stage last night, Bret Michaels was the most happy to just be playing a stadium in front of almost 50,000 people. And, you know, he's a goofball, but he was, it was hard not to sort of fall for him. And the rest of the band, I mean, they have a ton of hair.
But well, that ship sailed for Bret a long time ago. Bret
Michaels is known for wearing the bandana and sometimes a hat over that. Last night he just had the bandana, but they did exactly what they needed to do.
Ross,
just be fun.
Yeah. Ross Relius from Pioneer Press, movie critic, music critic. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. That's a long day of music. First of all, were you there the entire day? And second of all, how was the the imbibed level of the crowd by the time Def Leppard gets on stage?
Well, I got there just as Joan Jett was starting.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, I took the train. And it was, I don't know, 3:45. And at a stop, about five or six people, kind of mid-50s, stumbled on the train who were so drunk.
Oh, boy.
I felt like you're not even going to last through Joan Jett.
No chance.
And there was a guy in sunglasses who could barely walk. And at one point last night, I talked to a security guard who said that they had a pre-party outside the show, and he was like, there were guys passing out.
Oh, boy.
At 2 in the afternoon.
See, that's so embarrassing for us. And us, I say, like, you know, 80s rockers, that we can't even hold our own anymore to go see a show. Come on. We're only in our 40s and 50s.
Yeah, we lost Ross. We're trying to work to get him back.
No.
But I'll say this, too. Like, because you've been on the train. If anybody who's taking the train to a Viking game or something realizes that... Yeah, there's just people like you. You can look at people and tell, and you know you're not going to make it, man. You got to pace yourself.
You're not going.
I understand because if you're, and this is what I want to ask Ross. I mean, if you're, that's the other thing. It's like, man, that is a long day of music, and you can't leave.
Day.
And you're at the mercy of drinking those $12 to $14 beers all day.
Mm-hmm.
That is a difficult prospect. And Ross, people had to stay there, right? There's no like getting out and coming back in, right?
Oh yeah, once you leave, you're done.
Yeah.
So did people have to wear diapers, or did you have access to bathrooms?
I didn't pay that close attention.
Okay.
I tried to sort of keep my distance.
For a spectacle like this, though, Ross, you know, we've heard the pros, mostly cons of how U.S. Bank Stadium sounds. But I felt like I saw Guns N' Roses there many years ago, and I thought that was big enough and loud enough that it didn't matter all that much. That aspect of the concert yesterday, how was that? How did it sound? And based on the theatrics of these bands involved, did it really matter that much?
Well, where I sit is it's like club level, and the sound's decent enough. I was actually struck by Joan Jett, the opening act, who doesn't usually get the full sound. They had her cranked up all the way, and she sounded great. But, I mean, the sort of truth about U.S. Bank Stadium is that if you're sitting in the 300 level, it doesn't matter what they do, the show is going to sound terrible because you're just getting echo bounced back at you from every side. I had a friend in the 300 section who I was messaging with last night, and he said, I can hear the songs, it's great, except I can't understand anything that anyone is saying.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I mean, that's, again, at this point, that's just not going to change. There's, unless they put carpet on the walls. And I don't think
Ross, what else is on your calendar? What else are you looking forward to see? What else have you seen locally? Besides, of course, this extravaganza.
I'll tell you this. I haven't looked, but August and September, this is my busiest time for concerts since, like, August of 2019.
Wow.
Oh.
I think it's because this year, you know, tours got postponed and postponed. I think a lot of big tours kind of were like, well, let's shoot for the end of the summer to start. So there's that. And then there's the State Fair on top of that. So I believe I've got, 15, 16 more shows till the end of September. But I'm personally looking forward to Diana Ross at the State Fair. She's great. She's 78.
Jeez, unbelievable.
I saw her 5 years ago, and it was a totally a fun night. Kendrick Lamar is coming to the X, I think, next week. Looking forward to that. He's sort of become, now that Kanye has kind of gone off the rails for good, it seems, he's kind of the leading sort of best hip-hop act around. And he puts on a great show.
That show. He's excited.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. But, it's weird. Especially last night, I really felt like maybe for the first time since the pandemic that it was like, oh, things are back to normal. I'm tweeting. It's fun. People are drunk all around me.
Cops coming for you there? I hope that's
Ross,
not for you.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm on my back porch. Sorry.
No worries. You know what? I was shocked before he let you go. Rammstein is coming to U.S. Bank Stadium. I wouldn't think Rammstein would be playing that large of a venue.
Yeah. They're a German metal band, and they're known for their really over-the-top shows with flames and everything. I think everyone has been like, wait, what? They're playing where?
Right.
I feel like I've seen them once, maybe 10 years ago, and I believe it was at Target Center. It was a hilarious, super fun show, but I wonder how many people are going to show up at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yeah,
we'll see, I guess.
Yeah, we'll see, and maybe it's one of those things where, you know, like you have no expectations and you show up and have a great time. You got to follow Ross on Twitter. It's at Ross Ralia, so it's RossRaihala. Does a fantastic job, one of the funniest follows on Twitter. Ross, thank you for the time today. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
Yep, that's Ross Ralia from the Pioneer Press on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. That's a long day of music. I think anybody...
Yeah, it's a long day.
I can't believe Vanita went, and she was here early, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning.
God bless her.
Better
her
than me.
She has got energy like nobody's business.
I don't know how you do that. Unbelievable.
But that would have been a fun show, and I always like to go in the Wayback Machine.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.